So I'm happy to be here on this auspicious occasion of Srimati Radharani's appearance day. Srimati Radharani is the internal energy of Krishna. As Krishna is all attractive, and he's known as Madan Mohan, so Srimati Radharani is so attractive that she even attracts Krishna, the all attractive person. Therefore, she is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. And as it says in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmana Sumam Parata Daivim Prakritim Ashvitya Vajanyananya Manaso Gyatpa Bhutadim Avyam. Those who are great souls, they're under the internal energy of Krishna because they're always engaged in Ananya Bhakti, unalloyed service to Krishna. So this Daivi Prakriti, this is under the control of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, she is the inspiration in Vrindavan for all kinds of devotional service. Indeed, the spiritual master in disciple succession is said to be either a personal associate of Srimati Radharani or a manifestation of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, although we can say different, what actually surprised me, the first time I tried to give a class on Srimati Radharani's appearance day, is if we look through Prabhupada's lectures on Radhasami, how little he actually said about Srimati Radharani directly. That generally Prabhupada talked about the process of devotional service, which is actually what Srimati Radharani is controlling. And by taking to the process of devotional service, then we have an opportunity to make progress in becoming conscious of Krishna and his associates. Just to hear about Srimati Radharani is nice, and it's certainly encouraging, but it is almost, unless we have spiritual senses, which I don't know how many of us have spiritual senses here, but at least I don't have spiritual senses manifested right now. Therefore, it's almost like hearing about some story. If one actually has spiritual senses, then when one hears these activities of not only Srimati Radharani and Krishna or the cowherd boys, but even Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, then it is simply an ocean of nectar and bliss, different varieties of happiness and pleasure. The problem with hearing extensively about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis is that there, if we don't have spiritual senses, then the tendency to consciously or unconsciously imagine that it's something like pastimes of a young boy with a young girl. Srila Prabhupada didn't condemn that to a certain extent, because at the beginning, introduction to the Krishna book, Prabhupada mentions that there are three kinds of persons who will enjoy Krishna Katha. One person is those who are just on the threshold of almost taking to the process of devotional service. For them, these seem like nice pastimes. Young boy, young girl, very happy together. So they'll become attractive. But if they hear from the right source and they have the right attitude, in other words, one can easily slip into the idea that this is some kind of mundane affair between a young boy and young girl. Srila Prabhupada said one time, the gopis, they dance with Krishna for a night of Brahma. That's 4,300,000 years. But there's no record that the gopis became pregnant. So this is not something kind of mundane affair between a young boy and a young girl, because it's an pastimes of persons with spiritual senses. The feelings that they have to each other are so pleasurable under the spell of Ladini Shakti that there's no need for any insignificant mundane sense gratification. The other persons who will enjoy Krishna Katha are those who are on the liberated platform. Liberated platform means that they don't misidentify themselves with their mind and senses, material mind and senses. Instead, they're actually awake with their material, spiritual mind and senses. And therefore, the more they hear Krishna Katha, the more they become enlightened and enlivened. And the last class, simply they take pleasure in hearing about Krishna, because for a person on the actual platform of devotional service, when they hear about Krishna, they're actually engaged in Krishna's pastimes. Therefore, our duty is to first of all find out what is our platform of devotional service so we can hear appropriately Krishna Katha. Prabhupada didn't think, obviously, that there were many liberated souls in the audience, and therefore Prabhupada tried to explain how we can come to the platform of liberation through the mercy of Srimati Radharani and her associates in disciple succession. Fortunately for us, most of us probably know by now, we're not going to directly engage in the Rasa dance with Krishna. Even Lord Shiva, he wanted to enter into the Rasa dance, but he couldn't do it. He had to bathe in Govinda Kund and take the form of a gopi before he could participate in the Rasa dance. And ultimately he acted as a guardian of the Rasa stall. And even Lakshmi Devi, she underwent penances for thousands of years to enter into the Rasa dance, but she wasn't permitted. We might question, what is our qualification? If Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, could not enter into the Rasa dance, nor could Lord Shiva so easily enter into the Rasa dance, and we think, well, we have a special ticket to the Rasa dance. So Prabhupada said this is generally called sahajya, thinking that we can directly approach Krishna or even Krishna's associates. We can directly approach Goloka Vrindavan or even Gokula Vrindavan. But fortunately for us, in this age, the Rasa dance and all its different pastimes have come in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is the Rasa dance. The question is, we have to fully engage in it. We don't have any capacity to enter into the transcendental Rasa dance of Krishna, but we can certainly participate in the movement given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of the holy chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam. Not a great austerity. Most people don't think chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam are too much of an austerity. And those who do think it's an austerity are certainly the most unfortunate of all living entities in this universe. In any case, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing and chanting, and that is the Rasa dance. And if we dance and chant with him, then gradually we'll enter into the same mood as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, they're not saying that they've seen Krishna. The mood of this movement is developing the feeling of separation from Krishna. Of course, we might say that that's not very difficult because obviously we are separated from Krishna by our consciousness. The only problem is we don't really care most of the time whether we're separated or not. As long as we get some prasadam, that's as close as we want to get to Krishna. But without feeling separation from Krishna, we're going to naturally feel separation from some object of the senses, something, because we're hankering for an ocean of happiness. Anandam buddhivardhanam patitpanam panamritasvadhanam sarvatmasnapanam paramvijayate shi Krishna sankirtan. We want an ocean of happiness, and none of us will ever be satisfied unless we're feeling constantly happiness and ever-increasing happiness in love and pleasure. We like eating a nice pakora or samosa because there's some taste. So this taste kata ruchi. It's not simply kata, simply taste for hearing, but it's a taste for actual experience with our spiritual senses. So that in our very experience, the experience that we're having now, everything becomes tasteful. Everyone we actually look at will bring us pleasure. Even people we don't presently like will actually feel some happiness seeing them. Of course, we may still have that same relationship with them, but that's even in the spiritual world. Gautila doesn't seem like she feels happiness when she sees Krishna. Although, by the very nature of seeing Krishna, then she feels transcendental happiness. But she has a certain relationship with him that doesn't allow her to express it in a very positive way. Kutila, Jyotila. But she's living in the spiritual world, not morosely. She's also ecstatic when she sees Krishna. And she's especially ecstatic when she sees Srimati Radharani. In our original state, everything is pleasurable. Everyone in their different qualities is seen as a source of pleasure because everything is an expansion of Krishna, and Krishna is rasa vai saha. He's simply the reservoir of pleasure. The only problem is we're looking at people the wrong way. Instead of trying to serve people, instead of trying to develop the attitude of service, we're looking at them in the attitude of exploitation. So Maya is covering our consciousness because of our attitude. But if we change our attitude, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, when we talk about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're actually talking about Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. The overwhelming compassion that Srimati Radharani has for us has been manifested in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, Yari Deka Tarhi Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agai Guruhana Taradesh. That we have to manifest this compassion of Srimati Radharani. Of course, what compassion are we going to manifest? I mean, what is our capacity to be compassionate? First of all, we should be compassionate to ourselves, that we're in this material world, covered by the illusory energy, anxious for material happiness, separated from Krishna, so we don't even feel very much compassion for our own selves. We think, it's all right. A few more births, as long as there's prasadam and a place to sleep, I'm all right. No worries. So what to speak of feeling compassion for anyone else? But it's not our compassion, it's not our mercy we're trying to manifest. It's becoming an instrument for Krishna and for his internal energy, Srimati Radharani. We're supposed to become a transparent medium for their mercy and compassion. We're just simply not supposed to get in the way, that's all. And if we don't get in the way, then we'll be able to experience the overwhelming happiness and pleasure that comes from feeling compassionate for the living entities in this age and trying to deliver them through the Sankirtan movement. And the direct, therefore we have to become connected with the direct manifestation of Srimati Radharani, which is not the form of Srimati Radharani in one sense. We may take it as a kind of form, but Srila Prabhupada is the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's mercy. And those who follow and the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada into Supa Succession, as much as they become surrendered to the mission of Lord Chaitanya, to that extent they become also transparent mediums for that mercy of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And what is that mission? It's whoever we meet that we're supposed to meditate on how to give them the mercy of Krishna. How to revive their relationship with Krishna and with all of the entities in relation to Krishna. How to awaken one's Krishna consciousness, which includes Krishna himself personally, his expansions, his associates, his energies, how to awaken one's consciousness of Krishna. So that is our meditation. Or as Srila Prabhupada once wrote to me, that the more you work seriously to help bring Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then the more he'll bestow all his mercy blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. So it's not that we have to do something extraordinary, although it is extraordinary. Any one of us who are engaged in any kind of service in this world to Krishna is quite extraordinary. It's like going to a prison and preaching about love of God in a prison. It's not expected that most prisoners are going to be talking about love of God while they're being tortured by the keepers of the prison. So it is extraordinary to do any kind of service, but we have to go beyond just extraordinary. We have to go to super extraordinary. That is, if we want to become successful ourselves, we have to give up our material conceptions. First of all, we're going to be in difficulty if we think, well, I have no material conceptions. I've been in the movement for 20 years. How can I have a material conception? You think I'm a fallen soul, Prabhu? Who do you think I am, anyhow? I don't know. Who are you? I don't know either. That's a good question. Our real problem, difficulty, comes from the fact that we think, well, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for so many years, taking prasadam, and this is what it is, as it is. We don't go too much further. Then we won't go too much further. Krishna certainly won't disappoint us if we made our vow to stay on whatever level of devotional service we are now, because otherwise, if I advance too much, then who knows what's going to happen? All my aspirations, all my desires, everything I'm looking forward, they'll all be smashed. And who knows where I'm going to wind up. This is part of the fear. Actually, the material world is governed by fear. The fear of a personal spiritual identity. I'm going to wind up in the spiritual world and my rasa will be washing pots for Krishna. And I'll be in the kitchen forever and ever just washing pots. Everyone else is dancing or taking prasadam, and I'm washing pots. And as soon as I complain, some gopi comes up to me and say, let me tell you something, sister. The last person to complain like that, do you know where she went? We haven't heard from her since. Or that everything is material. The Hare Krishna mantra is material, Krishna is material, the deity is material, everything is material, and I'm material too. And the ultimate fear is that at the end, after we leave this body, it's all finished and that's it. These different fears prevent us from actually going deeper into the philosophy, and I say philosophy in the sense that to actually realize what is my next step to becoming conscious of Krishna. Have I actually used up my time in devotional service and all I have looking forward to is, you know, chanting the same old mantra for the rest of my life, shnik shnik ram ram, day day day, hey kitty kitty, hey kitty kitty. And just looking forward to the next prasadam. My calendar is simply, you know, there's a little question mark next to the Ekadasi fast days. There's a big check mark next to the feast days. And my favorite day is Govardhan Puj because it's a big feast and there's no fasting. Now we have to go beyond that, and it has to do with relationships. Loving relationships. Srimati Radharani is noted not only for being a good cook, not only for being a good dancer, not only for being a good singer, but she's noted for being expert in her transcendental relationships. How to relate to every living entity, especially Krishna, in such a way as to make him feel blissful. And endless varieties of expertise. So that expertise is what Srila Prabhupada manifested. Expertise of how to attract people to take up the process of devotional service. Wherever they were at. It wasn't that Prabhupada immediately went up to someone and told them, my dearest sir, do you know, I've been observing you, and it's confirmed in the scripture that you are a dog, hog, camel, and ass. I'm trying to be polite, but I thought I'd help you by telling you the truth. Therefore, the only thing you can do is give up your causeless unwillingness to serve Krishna, move into the temple, shave your head, put on robes, and chant the holy names. And by, if you can't do that, then at least buy this book. Probably, if Prabhupada would have done that, he would have remained the only pure devotee in the world, or in this movement. It would have been a movement of one person moving around. But Prabhupada was expert in his relationships, therefore he was able to attract people to take up the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Because he was an emissary of the pure compassion of Srimati Radharani. As they said one time, Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco, and there was one person there in the San Francisco in 69. His name was Rabbit. His name was Rabbit because he smelled like a rabbit. He vowed never to take a bath. And that's one thing he did, is keep, that was the only vow he ever kept. So, as Murshab Day, we used to smell, within his aroma would be, could be experienced within 20 kilometers. So rabbits experience, one could experience rabbit also within 20 kilometers. So one day Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, I guess we can say, he wanted to see Srila Prabhupada. So the devotee said, no way. But Prabhupada was very compassionate. He spoke to Rabbit for some time. I don't think Rabbit became a devotee, but I'm sure he didn't become, at least he didn't become a rabbit in his next lifetime. Prabhupada was willing and able to invoke Krishna consciousness within the hearts of so many living entities according to their capacity to do so. It wasn't that everyone that he met immediately surrendered and shaved up, but Prabhupada did the best he could. Best he could means that he was a perfect via media for Krishna. The best Krishna, we could say, could do. Obviously, there's a lot of souls lost in the material world, and Krishna has been trying hard since time immemorial to bring them back to the spiritual world. Therefore, it's not expected that everyone is going to be able to accept the mercy, even when it's presented by such an exalted personality as Srila Prabhupada. So that exalted personality, Srila Prabhupada, that potency, Krishna Shakti Vinanaya Tara Pravartana, this is Krishna's potency, but especially his internal potency that's being manifested by Srimati Radharani. Who is Srimati Radharani? Therefore, the activities of a personality such as Srila Prabhupada is actually a manifestation of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined forms of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And we're supposed to manifest that also. We're supposed to meditate upon that. How can I help spread this Hare Krishna movement? Trying to spread the Hare Krishna movement is not some mundane activity. It's actually the same mood as the gopis in Vrindavan trying to bring other gopis to Krishna. Srimati Radharani, certainly, as we know from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, enjoys unlimited pleasure from just associating with Krishna. She enjoys more pleasure from associating with Krishna than Krishna enjoys by associating with her, which is beyond anyone, unless we could say from this point of view. Just like, for instance, in the beginning, we get a little attracted to Krishna consciousness for some reason or another, either by prasadam, liking the chanting, nice music, and then we associate with the devotees. And then we take prasadam, we dance with them, etc. We may hear the philosophy and hear that there's a life we can live that will make this even nicer. We take up the process of bhajana kriya, and we begin to understand that there's a whole different level of experience called consciousness. that life is not meant to just go with the flow of material experience and whatever I feel like, we just go with the flow and do that. No, there's a whole different level of existence called consciousness, and I have to train my consciousness. I have to change my consciousness if I want to come to a higher level of consciousness. So then there's Utsahamayi, we walk into the temple, and we think I'm God's grace to the temple. By my effulgence, all the devotees are being protected and enlivened. That before me, the Hare Krishna movement had no meaning, but now that I've entered into it, that even Krishna is pleased now. We become puffed up by our enthusiasm. See how enthusiastic I am. These older devotees, they're so fallen. I have to pay respect simply out of etiquette, but actually they should be respecting me because of my unlimited enthusiasm. I'm full of life and they're all old and dried out. And then we get up to the stage of Ganav Tarala. Suddenly we realize, hopefully one day, that I'm not always so enthusiastic. That my enthusiasm goes up and down like a yo-yo. How to become steadily engaged in enthusiasm. Then there is the Vishaya Sangara, Viyuta Sankalpa. There are different stages that we go through. Finally, we get up to the stage of Taranga Rangini. And we're so proud of ourselves. Look at me, I get up for Mangal Arati every day. Unlike all these other so-called devotees, pretenders. But anyhow, we have to show respect even to the fallen. And everyone deserves my mercy because I'm so kind and etc., etc. So Taranga Ragini, we get a little elevated, come regulating our service, we understand the philosophy to some extent. We even feel a little bit in the mode of goodness. We've arrived at the unusual platform of even washing our hands before we take prasadam. And usually we wash them afterwards too, unless we want to save some remnants. But then one day it may strike us, or someone may strike us, and we realize I'm not the great devotee that I thought I actually am. And we come to the platform that I actually have to get rid of some of my anarthas, like profit, adoration, distinction, etc. And I'm not chanting the holy name. My hairs don't stand on end, if I have any hair, when I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm not shivering in the body. I'm not exhibiting the symptoms of transcendental bhava or ecstasy. Therefore, I might not be as elevated as I think I am. So one has to try to avoid the 10 offenses, even the offenses against deity worship, give up this idea of having a pious, happy life in the material world, and dedicate oneself to the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So this is really advanced devotee. As Srila Prabhupada said, then the absence of a tree, then a castor bush looks like it's quite big. This is just anartha nivritti, just trying to get rid of some of our anarthas. And then we come to the state of nishta, which is liberation, which is an inconceivably advanced platform. There's no more worries. There's no more anxiety because one is actually beyond the material conception of life. One has realized that one is the eternal soul. Therefore, there's no more material problems. Even thoughts go through the mind, which are material, but one does not identify oneself with them. And from that platform, spontaneous devotional service can begin. And you multiply that millions of times. Finally, we get to the state of ruchi. And the state of ruchi, everything becomes pleasureful. Everyone is pleasurable. Everyone is a different variety of Krishna's personality. And all the different personalities bring one pleasure. And everything becomes exciting at every moment. The enthusiasm is always growing. And then we get to the state of asakti. And the state of asakti, then one's mind can't deviate from Krishna. There's just too much pleasure. There's too much happiness. One is always becoming more and more realizations about Krishna's beauty and bliss, about the devotees, how wonderful they are. It's coming at every moment. everything becomes more exciting and enlivening. And then finally we arrive at the platform of Uttama Adhikari Bhava, where one's heart melts in ecstasy out of love for Krishna. One's original feelings of Krishna, for Krishna are awakened, and that's one ray in the sunlight of prema. If you multiply bhava by millions and millions of times, then it becomes prema. And at the stage of prema, there's no more material existence. Everything is transcendental, is a transcendental existence. One doesn't even become aware of the fact sometimes that they even have a material body. And prema is just the beginning of spiritual life, of real spiritual life. And then from prema, we get mana, counter-anger, sneha, affection, mana, counter-anger, pranaya. And then from there we have bhava, or raga, anuraga, bhava. And then finally we get to the stage of mahabhava, which has two different stages. And then we get to Shrimati Radharani. Therefore, we think, well, yeah, there's Radha Gokulananda, you know, they're my friends, and they certainly are happy to see me. Well, certainly they're happy, and they're happy to see us, that's certainly true. But we can't really see them so easily. Nor can we understand Srimati Radharani so easily, but we can understand them through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how they're appearing to us. And we can begin to understand them as much as we become serious about this Sankirtan movement. As much as we become serious about trying to help others become Krishna conscious to that extent, then they'll reveal themselves to us. There will become empowered by them. We'll experience their mercy coming through us. Unless we're prepared to have their mercy come through us, then how are we going to be able to understand them? It's not just an intellectual process. It's a process of actually participating, becoming an instrument in their Sankirtan movement. Then everything will become proportionally very nice. So everyone has that opportunity. It's not that we have to go on the street, which is also nice for everyone to go on the street and distributing books or doing Harinam, distributing prasadam, but even within our house, we can do the same thing. It is not necessary that we have to wait if we're weekend warriors or monthly warriors, or we're only fighting with our husband or wife, that kind of warrior. We don't have to wait for those opportunities. Every person we meet, including our husband or wife or children, or anyone else, we can give them the mercy of Srimati Radharani and Krishna by just trying to help them become Krishna conscious. And practically speaking, that means to try to get them to chant Hare Krishna. So when we sit down with our husband and wife, as Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, morning and evening, and we chant Hare Krishna, and we hear about Krishna, and we distribute prasadam, that this is the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's compassion and mercy to everyone who's participating, everyone we're participating with. Everyone has the right and the duty to manifest that mercy just by chanting Hare Krishna in this age. With the proper understanding, of course, coming in our disciplic succession from Srila Prabhupada. We should know what we're doing, otherwise we won't be able to do it properly. So we sit down with our husband and wife, morning and evening. This is the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's mercy coming through our disciplic succession. If we get up early and follow Sri Rupa Goswami's advice in nectar devotion, he's the manifestation of Srimati Radharani's mercy. He's the manifestation of the rasa of Srimati Radharani. We're all Rupanugas. If we follow the nectar devotion, we follow Prabhupada's instructions, then we'll be manifesting the mercy of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And the more consistently and the more willingly and enthusiastically we engage in that, then the more the mercy will flow through us, and we'll be able to understand what is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the mission of Radha and Krishna in this age, and how we can participate, and very easily we can get others to participate in something even better than the rasa dance. How can there be something better than the rasa dance? Because feeling separation from Krishna is even more ecstatic than actually associating with Krishna. Because feeling separation from Krishna is directly associating with Krishna, but in a much more intimate way. Therefore it said, Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Shuno Kuta, Shri Govardhana Kalpa Patale, Kalindi Vani Kutaha. Goshantaviti Vato Braja Pare, Hey there Mahavivalo. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago. Shri Jiva Gopala Go. So the six Goswamis, they were going everywhere in Vrindavan. But they never said that they met Radha and Krishna. No, they're always feeling separation from not only Radha and Krishna, from the Braja Devi case, from their associates. And therefore, they're always feeling that separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. And we should also feel that separation, Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book. We should learn how to feel that separation. So that separation comes from feeling separation, comes from doing service to Krishna. The more we put into our hearts the message, the instructions coming down the simple succession, put Krishna, his associates, our acharyas, Krishna's our acharya's representatives in our heart and serve their desire, then the more they'll manifest to us and the more we'll feel separation from them. The more we experience them, the more we'll experience separation from them. The more we serve them, their mission, then the more we'll experience them and the more we'll feel separation. And it's that feeling that separation brings us closer and closer to Krishna. Therefore, the gopis, they were always feeling separation from Krishna. Even sometimes when they're associating directly with Krishna, then they felt separation from him. So I'll tell one story, although I haven't told very many pastimes. But one day, Srimati Radharani was in one of the groves, which I forget the name of it. And she was with Krishna, and Madhav Mangal was there guarding the grove, so no one could enter. But Madhav Mangal, he likes prasadam. So we'll like prasadam. When we go back to the spiritual world, if you like prasadam, you can become an associate of Madhav Mangal. He knows where all the sweets are. There was a basket of fruit someone brought, and he ate the whole basket, and he fell asleep. Therefore, one bumblebee entered into the grove. And Radha Mangal wasn't there to chase it away. So it was buzzing around. And it was attracted by the aroma coming from Srimati Radharani's mouth. It was so sweet. And her beautiful red lips. And it was hovering around Srimati Radharani. So Radha Mangal woke up, chased the bee away, and said, Madhu's gone, Madhu's gone. So Srimati Radharani thought he was saying that Madhusudana, Krishna, is gone. And she began feeling so much ecstasy in separation from Krishna, she couldn't see Krishna, who was sitting right before her. And she became stunned in ecstasy, feeling separation. And Krishna, when he saw Srimati Radharani's feeling of separation, he became feeling separation from Srimati Radharani, and they both became stunned in ecstasy in feeling separation. We can't imitate this, obviously. But this is, Krishna had gotten the realization by this pastime that there's certainly pleasure from associating with me, but Srimati Radharani feels even more pleasure when she feels separation from me. Therefore, although Srimati Radharani feels more happiness than Krishna does by association, but she feels even more happiness when supposedly or Krishna is not there. She's also associating with Krishna, but with feelings of separation. So we can also associate with Krishna in that way. Or as it says at the end of the Krishna book, that such pastimes of Krishna were remembered by the gopis during his absence from Vrindavan. They give us some idea how attractive Krishna is, not only to human beings, but also to all animate and inanimate objects. In Vrindavan, everyone and everything is attracted to Krishna, including the lakes, the trees, the plants, and the animals like the deer and cows. That is the perfect description of Krishna as all attractive. The example of the gopis is very instructive for those who are trying to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. One can easily associate with Krishna simply by remembering his transcendental pastimes. Everyone has a tendency to love someone. That Krishna should be the object of love is a central point of Krishna consciousness. By constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remembering the Lord's transcendental pastimes, one could become fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness and thus make his life sublime and fruitful. Therefore, in conclusion, if we simply engage ourselves in this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then naturally, gradually, we'll see everyone, everything in relationship to Krishna. We'll be able to understand how we're separated from Krishna by actually associating with him, and all of the hearts we have, all our desires that we have to actually become eternally happy, full of love, unlimited love that always expanding, and how to appreciate everyone, everything in relationship to Krishna, and see all the wonderful beauty that everyone has, become more and more aware of that. That will be fulfilled just by participating in the Sankirtan movement as given to us by Srila Prabhupada. That way we'll get the full mercy of Lord Krishna, the full mercy of Srimati Radharani, the full mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, the six Goswamis, the full mercy of the Acharyas, and our life will become sublime and fruitful. So, thank you very much. Srimati Radharani ki jai, Shri Radhastami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Haribol.